say, I believe, the word is true, I believe, to walk on water, I believe, to heal the sick, you raise the dead, oh, you gave life to them, anybody out there believe in God? We can just stay right here tonight. Does anybody out there believe in God? I believe. Come on, somebody, and celebrate Jesus. Come on, do I have a few worshipers in the house tonight? Amen. Welcome, family, to Man Up the Movement with yours truly, Pastor E. Yes, the foundation has been set. We're calling all men to join the discussion. Let's keep it real. Yes, our motto is we will, I will, make it personal. I will do better now. I will be willing to discuss. I will be willing to discover the truth, and I need the truth right now. See, man up simply means, if you didn't know, now is my time to fight. Now, before we go through the credo, I want you to put your name in. Now is your name time to fight. Say, so now is my time to fight. Put your name in there. Now is my time to fight. Taking personal responsibility for my own life. No longer relying on my personal abilities, but God's complete guidance. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I'm walking in purpose with God, holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. You need somebody to digest that right now. Just bask in that area of constant change and growth. Yes, I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose. I am the God in me through Christ Jesus. And today I decree, declare, and shout from the highest mountain that I will man up. I'm so gracious to continue to be here and so appreciative to all of the covenant partners and listeners that continue to come and share the broadcast with others and this is my biggest salute is that people are seeing changes in themselves and the whole purpose of our ministries, each and every one of us. Remember, we all have a ministry of reconciliation. Reconciliation to make the wrong right, to make the crooked straight. We all have that responsibility to do better ourselves. Now, here on Man Up, we continually want to encourage you that you can do it. There's nothing that you cannot do. There's nothing that you cannot accomplish. There's nothing that you cannot have when it's not according to your will, but according to the will of God. See, I know that in my struggles of trying it my way and my struggles of doing it my plan and me doing my agenda, that it always created destruction. And a lot of times the destruction never held with me because it was the destructions in other people's lives because I didn't have any personal responsibility for my own life. I was taking personal responsibility for somebody else's life. And I wasn't relying on my abilities, but on somebody else's ability or somebody else's situation or somebody else's complete guidance from God. My steps weren't ordered by myself. I was always following somebody else's footsteps. No, I wasn't walking in purpose because I was doing nothing that was fulfilling God's will. And there was no accountability, no dedication, no commitment, no, and we don't even have to use the word constant. There was no change and no growth because everything continued to do the same thing. Because what you start out doing, if you do not elevate it, you will continue to do the same thing. If there is not a constant change, my brothers, as we man up, as we accept responsibility, as we do an evaluation. Tonight is Man Up Evaluation Night. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We didn't have a study or a particular subject, but self-evaluation tonight is that as we examine, I like that word also, ourselves, as we put ourselves out front, that we know that we're worthy to break bread with Jesus. We know we're worthy to drink from the cup of Jesus, that cup that gives us life, and knowing that it's not our will. See, the more I understand, when my will dies, God can really move on my behalf. And not just for my behalf, for his. So now it's not me live, but he lives in me. Examination night. Saying I'm going to take personal responsibility for my examination, my accountability, my willing to go to the next level. In my first examining myself, man, brother, we all make mistakes. Some more constantly than others because we have not learned to learn from our mistakes. But there's one thing that we cannot differentiate from any of us. We all make mistakes. We're all human. No matter if you are high echelon titled Christian or a back row Christian, we will all make mistakes. Now, the difference between someone who has taken accountability and is now walking in discipline is that there may be other mountains to come, but I know it won't be the same mountain. It won't be the same situation. It won't be about which, you know, you may want to tell me or what someone else may want to tell me. It's where I really hold myself accountable. My brother, we're in preparation time. This is throughout the whole network. Each and every one of us are preparing to go to the other side. We're not going to the other side begging, borrowing, stealing from anyone. We're going over with the authority to go and walk in purpose. Not purpose of Pastor E or anyone or any organization, but by the purpose of God that we continue to die of ourselves and accept the fact that it's up to me to examine. It's up to me to check. It's up to me, not to make wrong decisions anymore. We cannot blindly continue to give up everything for our own personal wants and needs because we got to stop making mistakes. And mistakes are easy because we can go here and we can go there and we can disappear here and we can disappear there. The mistakes are not really harming us because we can make a new, but what mistakes have we left behind? Oh, I know I'm talking to me tonight and I pray I'm speaking to someone else. What mistakes have we left behind? Oh, yeah, I know we got a new job and a new house and a new place and a new this and a new that. But what about the mistakes we left behind that eventually will contaminate what you thought was not a mistake right now. Because things will start sounding alike. Some things will start looking alike. And then before you know it, mistakes catch up with you. And mistakes start to talking. And other people start to listening and understand they've made a big mistake too. Woo, glory. Aren't we willing as men to say we are tired of making mistakes? Oh, I know I got some sisters out there today too that's high-fiving me in the spirit. I feel it all around me right now. Oh, I'm tired of making mistakes too, but I'm talking to my brother tonight. Because mistakes are things that hinder others. Mistakes are things that destroy families. Mistakes are things that will ruin relationships. Oh, how many relationships have I ruined over mistakes? How many relationships I had to go back over the altar and ask for forgiveness because of my mistakes? See, the purpose of me going through is that I can help one person out there tonight say, I will not make any more mistakes. And then some people say, well, I need a blueprint. You're going to get that tonight. Woo, glory. But before you can stop making mistakes, you got to understand that you'll never do something you've ever done before. If it's something that resembles or has any kind of characteristic of something that you have done before that you know failed, you must stop right there and say, oh, no, that's not the right idea. That's not the right decision. Oh, no, I'm moving too fast because I'm still doing things my way. I'm still making up my own senses. And I'm still not accountable for the mistakes that I have made. See, my friend, my brother, I love you. And I pray you love me, too, to help me through all of the recreating life and the restructuring of relationship. But I must get accountable to my mistakes. Mistakes are simply boiled up into Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 16, is that everything God has done is final. Can't add to it or take away from it. But you will be accountable for your mistakes, your past discretions. There is an account for your past. Those mistakes, they won't erase. They won't just go away. I'm saved now. I'm preaching now. And those mistakes will not go away because I know I was making noise, but I wasn't preaching. I was just making noise because I still had mistakes that needed to be rectified. And I had to now say, I am going to be unmistakable. Woo, Jesus. I won't make any more mistakes. Especially things that will be intentional on somebody else. Oh, I made some wrong decisions. I missed the mark by a slight centimeter, some foot, some miles, but it was not the same. It was a whole new different revelation coming against what God had already done. Is finished work. So to be unmistakable, I won't make mistakes anymore. But I first got to acknowledge I make mistakes and I got to fix the mistakes. I have to get those mistakes taken care of out of my life. And it has to be now. Oh, I'm glad you asked that question because someone said, well, what's the blueprint for that? Number one, you got to know 1 John 1:9. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. You must confess. I must confess. That means I have a repentant spirit. I am willing to repent of my sins. I am willing to admit my mistakes. And let God move on my behalf. But we must confess our sins. Secondly, Romans 3:23, there is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and falling short of the glory of God. But when you confess, you know, you now accept everybody else for their confessions, because it's no longer your problem, because now you have now made yourself your problem. You have now said, I am going to be the one to turn completely from myself, that I can follow God's word and turn completely to him. And don't worry about it. As long as you spend time with God, we know that we will be directed. Revelations chapter 3, verse 19. You know, the devil is alive tonight. I don't know where these noises are coming from, and all of these different commercials and things like this. We are going to bind that right now in the mighty name of Jesus. But Revelation chapter 3, verse 19. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be earnest and repent. Be earnest and repent, meaning I got to put in some work. I got to let the Spirit of God move. So no temptation, nothing will come against me. Nothing will separate me. And nothing will, I like to look at it like this. Nothing can contaminate me, that now I can examine myself. That I know that I have to pay attention to my own evil thoughts. I have to pay attention to my own evil ways. I have to pay attention to my mistakes. You can not do better, my friend. I was never able to accomplish doing better until I understood I was doing wrong. I never could fix a mistake until I knew I was making mistakes. And I had to, look. I had to surrender, not to somebody else that I think can help me get where I want to go or get where I had to surrender all to God and be one. Be one that in our credo, when it says, I am no longer operating with a double mind. I'm operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. Christ ain't going to do nothing that's not in order. I am the head and not the tail. I'm not finna go and be the tail to eventually be the head. I'm the lender and not the borrower. I'm not going nowhere broke. I'm not looking for somebody to loan me something, to give me something so I can get where God has called me to be. I must be in position to be a lender. I am called according to a purpose. My purpose must be completion, completion, completion. When I am in my purpose, that means I complete what I started. I complete it all. I leave no stone unturned. I am taking personal responsibility for my own life. I'm no longer relying on my personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Yes, my steps are ordered by the Lord. My steps are crooked. I have to get out of my shoes. I'm walking in purpose. Completion, completion, completion. Because I know it's no longer I who live. Come on, Paul, speak to us tonight. It's no longer I have been crucified with Christ. No longer I live, but he who lives in me. That's manning up. And yes, God is going to call us to this and call us to that. I don't want to put any kind of titles on what your calling may be. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this so openly, and I'm going to bring in Pastor Dwayne. I see he already dialed one. Any other brothers want to man up tonight, dial one? We want to get you in the conversation. But it's, first of all, put myself on the altar that everything else can be set straight. I cannot put myself in another position that I'm going to leave mistakes behind. Oh, hurt families, hurt relationships, hurt. Oh, we move on. Oh, brothers, come on. Can we keep it 100 tonight? We move on from city to city. We can change jobs. We can change cities. We can change states. We can change this. We can change that. But are we really changers? Oh, I know Pastor Dwayne going to get on this. Are we really game changers? So when I get off the airplane or off the bus or whatever it is, out the car, I'm game changing. I'm not looking for opportunity. I'm game from day one. If God gives me the vision and gives me the purpose, completion, he going to give me the means and everything else and the plan to go there in excellence and show out for him. Woo, they came. That God, look at God move through somebody's accountability. Look at God move through somebody's personal responsibility. Look at God move not on the man's abilities, but on his abilities through him. Look at God move somebody in his steps that have been ordered. Oh, my God. Oh, it's possible. I know because I'm trembling. I know I've delivered some awesome words to myself tonight, but I want to tell you, don't get scared. It's available for you too, but you must dedicate yourself. You must make sure that from this day forward, you won't do nothing that looks like out of order. Oh, my brothers, come on. If you haven't been around here a long, long time, and I'm not even looking at who's on board tonight other than I saw Pastor Dwayne earlier, this is for us as men to retake what the enemy stole from our homes, what he stole from our relationships, what he stole from our communities. Yes, we were the main attack, and we fell for it. It's time for us to stop falling for anything. Oh, yeah, I want to encourage you because we're going to the other side. You can do it. And you say, well, it's only 45 days until, 46 actually. It's 46 days until the crossover. I can't. Yes, you can. God can forgive you now when you confess your sins. He say he is just to forgive. But have you repented? Well, I asked him, forgive me. No, repentance is turning from your wicked ways and turning completely to God. Oh, yes, repetition, it makes it easy. Easy pleasure, pleasure often, often habit. You'll hear me say a lot of things over and over and over and over and over again because that makes it work. Because once you do it over and over, it's easy to do it. It's pleasurable to do it. Now you do it often. Oh, high five. Give me somebody to say I got a habit of finishing what I started and finishing and starting strong. Oh my God. Side note. God, if we're doing something and we're trying to follow others to make it happen, God's not in it. I'm telling from experience. I've gotten phone calls. I've had this situation. I have that situation. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Come help me do this. If you help me get there, when it's time, you get there. If you did it, and believe me, I'm not hating on nobody. That was all my fault. I knew better. But when the rubber hit the road, I was still worse than I started out because I should have stayed where I was at and continued to complete. Finish strong. And the only way we can finish strong is stop starting weak. Expect that I need help. God told me to do this, but can you do this with me? Can you do that for me? And that does not take away from you sowing into good, a fertile ground. But if God told you to do it and gave you the means to do it, it may be a year later that you may have, but you cannot start something and the next day say, can you help me keep going? That's not manning up. I need help. God gave me a vision, but can you help me do it? We all have a vision from God that we have to put our energy into and know that we hear from God because we spend time with God. We know God personally. When he speaks, we listen because we know his voice. But it's all about discipline. Are we going to really man up? Are we really going to do what God has called us to do? Are we really going to get back into the position of the head and not the tail? Oh, Jesus. Oh, side note. That don't make you ruler over nobody. I wish you guys would have listened to that message on Sunday. It's on my Facebook page. We are one. Just a couple of truths. Adam and Eve were both equally responsible in the garden. They had their own assignments. But when the rubber hit the road, and he said, "Adam, Eve, where are you?" They hid. They both hid. They were both convicted. They were both, oh my God, cursed. All responsibility. But when Jesus came back, another truth. He came back for who? Just the men? Just the women? Nope. Did he just say the men can operate in the gifts of the Spirit? Nope. He gave titles. He said there's a need for unity through all those things. He never put a differential on who, what, where, or what. He says we all have a right to the tree of life if what? If we believe. So man being the head means you will do what you've been instructed to do and then share that information that others can follow, not what you, watch this, do, but what you say that has been directed from God. That's the head. I'm just the accountable one. I just want to make sure we stay in line with order. That first of all, love supersedes everything else in this relationship, in this family, in this business, in this life, in this. Love supersedes everything. Secondly, accountability and order must be in place. And now we know dedication, commitment, and the consistency to want to do better must be in this relationship. That's a leader. That says, I'll be the first one. I'll jump. I'll sacrifice. You want to know how to take up a cross here? Let me show you. I'm taking my cross up daily. I'm not following me anymore. I'm denying myself. I'm following God. That's a leader. That's a man. And yes, he will use our musculine talents to show people how to do things with that strength. But it doesn't take away from the other side because there's some other feminine things that need to be experienced that is relatable there also. He is no respecter person. But man, I'm talking to us tonight. We got to step up. I know we're better than we were last year at this time. Let me click over here because I saw five on the top already that have been here last year when we were having the same get ready this preparation message on every broadcast that are still here that I can tell you today is not the same person that I was encountering a year ago. I know you see difference. I know you see change. But are we really relating to others that they could change to? Oh, hallelujah. You can do it. Change your mind. Change everything. Change everything. Now you're starting to move to help other people change. And you know that you have manned up. Listen. And I'm after this, I'm opening up the lines. Pastor Dwayne, I see you up there. I'm going to bring you in. As soon as I say this, I just want to say this to anybody out there. Anything I said is not beyond you. You can accomplish this. God is waiting for you to say yes so everything can line up in your life. God is not slack to his promises for you. And no matter what you've done, no matter where you were, no matter who said this, no matter what record, whatever, if God could use Saul and transform his life, you could be better. Oh, my God. Better at obedience. It's a race. Better at dedication. But better at loving my neighbor as I love myself. Manning up so I could tell you in love, it's not good enough. I could tell you in love, that's unacceptable. I could tell you in love, bro, are you losing your mind? How could you even imagine that's going to work? I'm going to tell you something, that this is just a truth moment as I bring in Pastor Dwayne. I knew things that was going to destruct, even though I started doing them, I knew it was going to destruct before I started. before I got on the bus, before I got on the plane, before I got in the car, before I went across the street, before I went around, I already knew that destruction was there and mistakes were going to be left behind. We have to be unmistakable. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I'm preaching that one. Unmistakable. I already got that written down. That came from the Holy Spirit. Thank you. You can preach it, too. Unmistakable, meaning I won't make no more mistakes. Oh, Jesus. Man up now. Pastor Dwayne, can we man up, bro?
Man up now.
When?
Man up. Now.
Oh, Jesus.
Not tomorrow. Now. Now is the moment to man up. Now is the opportunity to get stuff together. There's no excuses. That's a shame when you know the truth and you keep coming up with excuses. You know, that's what they call a ritual. That's what you call religion, because you keep practicing. You keep practicing doing the same old. That's a religion. Religion is something that you constantly keep doing. You've been broke. You've been set free. The bondage, the chains has been broken. You're no longer in darkness. My God, I just listened to you, my brother, and you know, you preaching to me, you know, and you teaching me. You giving me some things that I need to man up with. You know, I was biting off what you were saying. I was in John, like you said in John. You said in John 9, if we confess our sins. But John 8, if we say that we have no sin in us, then we make ourselves out to be a liar. The truth is not in us. See, that's what we have to understand. We got to come up out of this. Because in 5, in 6, if we say we have fellowship with him and walking in darkness, that makes us out to be life. Are we not preaching the truth? We need to man up. We need to quit lying to ourselves. The biggest lie is you can tell yourself a lie. And you believe your own lie. How could you believe your own lie, man? You know we got stinking thinking. We know we got things ain't right. We know we procrastinators. We know that we are fornicators. We know that we are what you call a mind dreamers. We know who we are, man. We don't need nobody to tell us that. God already revealed it to us. He's just asking us to confess it, bring it up out of you. You know, you know that you out to get. You know you thiving and stabbing. You know you got that stinking thinking. You know what you up to, man. Come on, man. You know you trying to be a crook, but yet we don't want to say that because we figure we're gonna offend our brother. But he said you supposed to give love. He said the love covers a multitude of faults. If we love our brothers, man, look, man, you know that ain't going to work, man. It's about time you put down that cigarette. It's about time that you get rid of that phone number. You know, it's about time you, man, quit trying to be a manipulator. That thing should be over with you. You in Christ now. He said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. How could you be in Christ and you still have the same old ways? What you trying to say? You still want to practice religion? We have to grow, man. We have to grow, and how to grow, we got to tell ourselves. We don't need nobody to correct us. The Holy Ghost corrects us every day. But see, we think that we can get away, that don't nobody see us. No, God see you. And what God would do, God would give a word to a preacher, a deacon. God would give a word to a wino. God would give a word to a bum on the street just to get you and corrected. He'd come and tell. Remember when the prophet, when the donkey kept hitting the donkey, and the donkey said, won't you quit please hitting on me? Come on, man. We have to wise up. It's time for us to break from out of our tradition.
Oh, stop hitting me. Will you quit right, that? Oh, Jesus.
Come on, quit hitting me. And that's all God's saying. And you keep saying, you keep going in circles and circles and circles because you're trying to be a master manipulate. You trying to be like old Jacob. It's time for you to quit the slickster. It's time. You got too much love coming at you. Where you at? You ain't nobody coming against you. We not no haters. You know who the haters is? And you know that I take this thing literally when he say he'll prepare the table in the presence of my enemy. My enemy is the devil, not my brothers and sisters. How could they don't even, you know, people, that kind of get me frustrated because he said he prepared a table in front of my enemy. The enemy is the Bible says the devil is the accuser of all the brothers. He don't say you. He don't say the sister. He don't say, you know, he say the devil is the accuser of the brothers. So we got to get things in perspective. I'm not trying to say I'm smarter than you. I'm here to say, man, look, man, it's a better way to go. You know, if you jump that rope, you know what's going to happen. You know how we used to ride around this car and they say, man, look, you know I'm going to do this. Then we have opportunity to get up out because God would make a way of escape. But you know, we so bold, we so manly. You know, we so man. I'm a man. You can no, come on, man. It's time for us to wake up, man. Get up out of all nightmares. Get up out of our own sleep. Wake up, sleeper. You're still dreaming. God has woke you up and you still want to dream. You know you got to come correctly. You know, to manifest in Christ or to get I want to take you, you got to wake up, man. You got to wake up out of that stinking thinking. You can't get over it. If God don't open up the door, you're not going to get in there. There's only one way. And we're trying to go all different kind of ways. All we got to do is confess. He said we confessed our sins. What is our sin? It's our nature. You know, our nature. Our natures, we are gorillas. Our natures, we are lions. You know, that's our nature. But God saying if we confess our nature, he give us a way to cover our nature. He give us a way to put them things away. He give us a way to cover those things that it don't come out. That's why he gave us the Holy Ghost. But yet, we still saying we in God, but we still walking in darkness. That makes you out a liar. Quit lying to yourself. If you're in Christ Jesus, quit walking in darkness. We're just trying to help you. We're not trying to come against you. We're just trying to say, look, these are the wheels. These are the ways that you need to walk. You need to confess these things. He said, if you confess your sins daily, he's faithful to forgive you. What is your sin? Your nature. Adam and Eve brought that in here. Adam and Eve was impure. Until they was deceived. They deceived themselves because they knew better. But they thought they can outsmart God. Yeah, he said you surely would die. Yeah, spiritually you dying. That's what he's saying. And so what we got to do is we got to come together. We got to come together and encourage one another. We are trying to get us up out of the current situation we is. We're trying to be lovers to our wives. We're trying to be lovers to our kids. We're not trying to be slick on them no more. We're not trying to, you know, outthink them and all. We're coming together, man, because, you know, they said it, you know, in the word that you get in, he said that the last day is going to come where the lie going to become truth and truth going to become lies. There's no room for divorce. No, you can't be 1 foot in and 1 foot out. What God say he's in Hebrews, God say he's the same today, tomorrow, forever. He never changed. He never changed. He never changed. So if he never changed, why are we trying to change?
That's right. We change.
The Bible ain't never changed. The Bible's still the same. If the Bible's not the same, then God say he's a man that he should not lie. So if God's lying, then we need to go back into the word and show us with God. Because God said he'll make a way of escape. God said he will give you a way of escape. God would not let you fall into he would not let you fall into a pit. We fall into a pit because we act like we blind. We're not blind. He said, count it all joy. But yet, you know, we smart. We some smart human beings.
Slick. No, come on, man up. We think we slick.
We think we slick. You know, and the devil he's slicking it. And see what we don't get they say that old serpent was there before. The serpent was there before. He's been there. This master of manipulation. He know the game. He know the game. The question was he asked when he was sitting at the table. God asked him. He said, "Where you, Lucifer? Where you been?" He said, "I've been going to and fro looking for who I devour." He's in the presence of the Most High. Actually, he asked him, "Where you been?" He said, "I've been going up and down, up and down." Why? Because he's more clever than us. He's more smarter than us. We can never outbeat him. We can't never outsmart him. But if we got the Holy Ghost, and we covered with the blood of the Lamb, then we can outcome him. Why? Because he said, then you have the characteristics of God. That's when God say, let this mind that be in you and also be in Christ. Why? Because you have the mind of God. God, you know, give you visions. He give you understanding. You know what you did wasn't right. Go back and apologize. You know, because we following Christ now. You know you shouldn't have said that. You know you shouldn't have did this. No, you know that's not right. You married. Don't be looking. And so that's how the Holy Ghost helps us out. That's the things that God is trying to get us. We need to man up.
We need to man up.
We quick to say we need help. The Holy Ghost, the Bible is the no man.
Ooh, Jesus.
Because man would deceive you. That quick to tell you, oh, man, it's okay. It's okay. Well, she don't know it won't hurt. What do you mean?
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Oh, you could go do this. Wait a minute. If you do what, you get this? Man, I wish I could get in like that. Oh, bro, no, the devil is a lie. That stuff brings up. You heard what I said earlier about mistakes. How many mistakes that we left? Oh, there comes my. This is my favorite message for the rest of this year. Crazy Larry. Crazy Larry had a bunch of mistakes. He had mistakes all over the place. He had to go back and rectify all those mistakes. Are you ready to be unmistakable? How many relationships? How many unwed children did he have? How many jobs did he leave?
God.
How many places did he destroy?
My God.
I see, I could have put my name on there. Crazy E.
Crazy
E. Yeah. Ooh, Jesus. Come on.
Crazy
E. See, that's the thing about manning up is that we really want to be transparent that you can say, you know what, I need to talk to them. Maybe they can help me not do some of the crazy things I'm doing right now. Ooh.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
That's what man up is really about. We know
that's
you, Crazy Larry. Just like, look. Someone was saying to me the other day, this is a family member, man, you 5150. I said, yes, I am. I'm 5150. I'm the king of 5150.
Come on.
I claim it. I'm peculiar. I know I'm peculiar.
And that's why.
And if you ain't got some peculiar about you, we ain't even going to get along. I already know. I know it in one conversation. I'd be like, oh, no, they ain't peculiar enough. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. We'll talk later. Let me know if you need prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Click, click, bam.
That's it, man. You know, and I just want to bring this one. I just want to bring this one up.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
In the book of Jude, the 24th chapter, he says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and able to present you without faultless before the presence of the glory. Would accept it, would exceed joy. He is able to present you faultless. See, no more lying, no more mistakes. You're not, you no more, no mistakes. Why? Because he's presenting, our Lord and Savior said he's presenting us without fault. You know what, that's powerful, Apostle. That's powerful because a lot of people say we got a lot of fault in us. But our Lord and Savior said he's able to present us without fault. Man could present you without fault. What man could put you in the presence of peoples and say he's? I don't see no fault in him. I don't see no mistakes in him. I don't see no unjust in him. I don't see why? Because God is taking him. God is taking his characteristics and putting on you. God is giving you an opportunity to come forth. God is pushing you as pure gold. God is putting you out there. God saying that. Just like he said in Job. You can take all his possessions, but you better not touch him. You better not touch him. You can lie all you want to lie on him, but you better not touch him. Why? Because God's saying, I got you. All you gotta do is confess it. Confess these things, man. All you gotta
do
is confess.
You better preach.
Lord,
you know,
and what he's able to present you faultless. So he's able to present you faultless. Those people that you stepped on, those people that you hurt, said something to, when you go back, they're able to say, man, I said different than you. What did you do to me? What did you say to me? It's somehow the supernatural. They don't even remember. That's the love. That's what God is trying to get us. And I don't know how to get us to that. We got to get out of our frame of thinking. You know, we can't be like Crazy Larry no more. We gotta change our habitat. Our habitat is supposed to be in the love of Christ. Christ said, "If you love Him, you'll thirst out of His righteousness. You'll seek for His righteousness. You don't want your righteousness. You want His righteousness. Your heart be changed. Your mind be changed. And so now you're trying to do. Now you letting your light shine. What light is that? You letting people see God in you, man. God, that brother here, he's not disrespectful. He's not arrogant anymore. Man, that brother got love, man. Every time I come around this brother, man, he make me feel better. He makes me feel better. He makes me feel more important than he is. Why? Because that's the characteristics of love. That's the love of God's trying to get. So we can pull back. Now we can see. Now we can understand. You know, now we're able to speak. Now we're able to walk according to the will of God. Now we're able to put down our bags. Put up, you know, because we as guys, you know, we both grew up. You know, we hung out in the streets. You know, we both come from a city, you know, where people don't, you know, a lot of people like, you know, oh, shame. No, we came from a city that was gang shooting, tooting, and carrying knives and all that kind of stuff. Yes, we came from that type of lifestyle.
You're still doing happened? It right. God still shifted. Doing it right now.
Yeah, God shifted. And so when we go back, we ain't going back. We're not going back think we all this in the bag of chips. No, when we're going back to present Christ. Before we even get there, they say, man, you something different about you. You ain't the same. Your swag ain't the same no more. You know? Why? Because God is presenting us without fault. We're able to go back and pull our brother out of the gutter. Even pull our sisters out of the gutter. You know? No, we're not trying to serve God with the same thinking, with the same stinking thinking. God gave us a new way of thinking. You know? He created the right spirit in us. He renewing the right heart. He renewing the right spirit in us, creating the right heart in us. So we have the heart of Christ now. Our love. We want to see people do better. You know, man, you don't have to be at that stage in your life. We know a God can pull you out. He can straighten you. He can straighten your crooked rock up, man, and make you walk straight, man. There's right, nothing man. Hard to God. But what we trying to what we're not doing. We're not letting the word, man. It is the word that changed. I can say whatever you want. I can talk to you, turn blue in the face. But if you don't let the word sink in your heart, you'll never be changed. Because you don't think it's a miracle. Don't you know you are the miracle? You are a miracle. I am so happy I got up this morning. I was in joy. I was in peace. When I looked in the mirror, man, I was jumping with joy in my sweat. Why? Because somebody didn't get up. Somebody didn't get up. Right now, it's at my time, it's almost 9 o'clock. You know, there's somebody out there, man, that just hit a bad accident. There's somebody out there that OD'd. There's somebody just got shot. There's somebody just went to prison. But yet, God is still putting a hand of protection. Why? Because I'm not making mistakes. I'm bringing everything to Christ. I'm asking God, Lord, order my step. You know, protect me before I go outside that door. You know I'm crazy. You know my mind ain't right. But if I put my thoughts on you, you said it that you said it you'll keep me in
sound
perfect
mind.
Peace. You said you'll order my step. Man, sound mind. And so that's
sound mind.
That's what we
sound
have.
Mind.
That's,
sound
that's
mind.
It. That's what God
we man it up.
Do.
We man it up.
We man it up.
Hey, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. I want to bring in Minister Ali. Welcome to Man Up. Come on, man. Speak it, bruh.
Oh, Pastor E, man, I'm just listening, man, like you always say, man. Just listen, man. So I don't want to really say too much, man, but I do want to say this, though, because it's very, very important of why one man would need to man up. Because everybody to say, Lord, 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 won't enter the kingdom of heaven. You're going to have to be a man to do the Father's will, which is in heaven. It takes a man to do that. So people yeah. can scream all day long. And that's why I love you, man, because you man up. That's all I want to say, man.
Bless you, bro. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you.
Bless you,
bro. Just enough, man. We love you. Eric code 303, last 48694. You're live on Man Up the Moment.
Praise the Lord, my brother. How y'all doing this evening?
Oh, bless.
Yeah, this is Pastor Dyer out of Denver, Colorado. I've been listening at the Man Up, and it's something that this here should go viral. This should go all over Facebook because it's about the man manding up, but it's about
My
the
God.
Character. It's about the character test that God puts a man through that he has to go through to get to where he needs to be. The man that God has called him to be.
Yeah.
I mean, we all can rejoice and we all can play the slickness and be deceiving and everything, but until we make it up in our mind individually that we're going to be who God has called us to be, there's no such thing as man anymore. It takes the word of God. I heard my brother earlier say, it takes the word to make you mind up.
That's
but
right.
But it takes you surrendering to the word to man up.
My God, that's it.
So the man,
yes,
so
Lord.
Men, so I'm just going to say this to the men, and I'm going to get out of the way. What the men need to do today is take off them skirts and put on their pants.
Woo!
One leg at a time.
Come on.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Say that again, my bro. Say that again, Pastor.
I'll say the men, the so-called men, if they take off them skirts and put on their pants one leg at a time, what, ooh, glory, I can't be real because I don't know the prayer line, so I won't go there. But anyhow,
man,
until we quit allowing, what the women is carrying to dictate who we are today, we cannot man up.
My God.
That's the bottom
okay,
line.
Well, as the CEO and founder, let me just clarify some stuff here. If it's biblical and it's real, the realer it is, the realer it gets, because we cannot, and this goes for me personally as well as you personally and Pastor Dwayne and all of our covenant brothers, if we are not going to really get like that, there's only certain ways you can say something to me. You remember when you was back in the streets, the homies could only come to you a certain way to get you to man up, even if it was man enough for the world. And for us as men, we really have to be transparent. I know I say things a certain way that's going to catch your ears because you say, wait a minute, that was God, but he had a little street in that. Wait a minute, let me check that. See, we still have to cut it and keep it real. And Pastor Dwayne, I know you can high five and say, oh, no, right here, we keep it 100.
100.
Well,
100. We don't shoot.
Well, I know in spirit and truth. We keep it 100, and if you don't like it, you're in the wrong house.
Amen.
That's it. Amen.
And that's just the way it is. But but we don't have enough programs out here like this to reach the men that need to be reached, because we go on the women's line and hear what the women got to say, and we go right back wearing skirts again.
My God.
But we won't go
My
on the
God.
Man's line. And man up and put the pants on and then go back to the women line and line them up. Oh, y'all don't want me to start.
Come on. My God. My God.
Remember, I said in the beginning, this is 100. So when I release 100, believe me, I'm going to give 100. Well, it starts with, first of all, this is just my own understanding and my own learning. Is that first of all, I can't get nobody to 100 until I'm about 1 million trillion quadrillion.
You can't even put a number on it.
Until I got myself to such a level of acceptance in God, I can't do nothing for nobody. And that goes my spouse, my children, or anybody else, that I must really be manning up, saying it's not about my authority over people. It's about my, watch this, my calling to God. That's what manning up is about. It's not about physicality. It's not about positionings or titles. It's about spirituality, saying, you know what, I'm going to surrender all. Now, y'all maybe went there. I wasn't even going to bring this up. I was going to say this for wake up, get up, and move in your purpose in the morning. But just turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5.
Watch it.
Come on.
The Bible says, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Oh, my God. Are you walking by faith or are you walking by sight? Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. Oh, my God. There's some people out there saying I'm disqualified. But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. You know, the only way that you can be qualified is, my brother said, the key two words, surrender all. I'm not this. I'm not that anymore. I don't have this authority. I don't have anything. See, surrendering all men, I'm talking just to the men right now. Surrendering all means I have lost all authority. I'm no longer first. I'm no longer first. I got to be last. I'm no longer in charge. I have to take some instructions. I'm no longer doing what I would like to do because that's what makes me feel good. I have to surrender all. Luke 9:23. If you desire to follow me, men, deny yourself.
Come on.
Take up your cross daily and follow me. Not yourself and not your own way, not your own ministry, not your own design, but follow me. Oh, my God. Now accountability comes in because it's going to hurt. It's going to be painful, but the struggle will not be for naught. Jesus.
That's the character test, brother. That's the character test that every man must go through.
Not go through. All of us have to perfect it. Because it's not a one-time deal. It's a lifetime experience. Oh, my God.
Come on.
We think we graduate with one instance. Oh, he prayed over me. Oh, Shabbat. Da, 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 da. Oh, man, you better stop. It's coming again. So I just pray this. I just pray this. Lord, don't move the mountains. Just give me the strength to climb. Don't move them. Because if I don't climb them, how can I ever know not to climb? Have to deal with that anymore? You can only get to a mountain by being the way of a mountain.
You might have to go down the other side of the mountain.
Keep on doing that. I'm gonna climb that mountain. Believe me, because watch this. Let me give you this perception. See, you gotta to get to a mountain. You gotta get in the mountain's way. Mountains are steady. They are built. They're already established. You can never get in a mountain's way unless you get in the path of a mountain. Oh, my God. So I'm going to climb them, but I'm going to stay out the path. Oh, my Jesus. Because he says, if you resist, then mountains will flee. Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
I have to make no more excuses. Because I know not to go down Crazy Larry's aisle.
Because
I know Crazy Larry going to ask me for some money. Crazy Larry going to follow me for the rest of the night. Crazy Larry going to want a beer every time I go to the store. I must learn to stay away from Crazy Larry. Now, you think I'm talking about somebody in your hood? I'm talking about you. Because I'm talking about me. I'm my own Crazy Larry.
Come on, man.
Oh, Jesus. And I got to learn to let God tell me the instructions to go to my city, to go to my home and tell the goodness of God. Not with nobody else's help. He didn't say go over here and petition this person for a grant. He didn't say go over here and get an education. He didn't say go over here and get an anointing. He didn't say get a title. He says go into your home city.
And tell
about the goodness of God. Not about what I did for you, but about the goodness of God. If you go listen to this same man I listen to, your life will never be the same. See, that's the goodness of God. I didn't come asking you for a place to live. I came providing a place to live to tell you the goodness of God. I didn't come asking for as I said earlier, a grant or an offering. I'm coming loaded with the goodness of God. That's manning up. See, we got to change some things from how other people have talked about it and how other people have failed. Oh, here, I'm going to do something that I did last night. Now, I don't think I'm going to be able to stop this. I am on a 45-day fast in this area. I want to put myself on the cross. That God cannot be blamed for anything ever again. Blame me.
That's for all the
preachers that has disregarded God. Put me on there for him. Let me die for that right now. So everybody could really see how awesome he is because he's so awesome. But he has been so discredited by humans. He has been so discredited by past ministries. He has been so discredited by mistakes. Y'all heard me use this word earlier. Mistakes.
Mistakes.
Are Are you ready to be unmistakable? That God can get the glory. See, I hang on my cross daily, not for me, but that the people just say, oh no, he was the sinner. God wasn't. Jesus paid it all for somebody that it wasn't worth it. And at the end of the day, everybody, one at a time, are going to say, you know what? I want to know more about that. Because somebody else is taking, see, dying on the cross daily is that you're taking away all of the stuff that he paid for you. Oh, my God, don't we get it? It's not about trying to build this and do this. It's about taking away what he's already done for us, saying we're willing to do the same. Oh, my God. Anybody? Hold on. The line then lit up. I'm going off. But here, Erico 562, last 40690. You are live on Man of the Movement. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Praise the Lord to the world.
Huh. What's up?
What's going on?
Man, you know what I do. Now this is my homeboy. Now, if y'all want to really hear Man Up, I'm in a 5-minute segment. I'm gonna release this brother to keep it 100 South Central Compton. This is my brother, my friend, my homie. You call it what you want to, Minister Carlos. He comes out of West Angeles, mighty, mighty man of God, but down. Come on, man. Are we man enough tonight?
You know, I just want to just reiterate and talk about the dogmaticness of what you said, and especially for me. I'm not talking about no one else. If we as men be honest with ourselves, we really can't blame God for nothing. First of all, he gave us a self-will, and he gave us a choice. So anything that we do outside of the will of God is on us, our fault. That's my mistake. That's my bad, as we call it in the streets. You know, we gotta take accountability for ourselves for the choices that we choose. It's not God gave us a free will. Do we understand what that free will is? He's not orchestrating and using us like puppets down here. Then when chaos or catastrophe happened because of the choices that we chose, I chose to get
blame it on God.
And I ended up in prison. I chose to steal out that store or sell that dope and ended up in prison. I chose not to listen to my mother and tell me to go to school and was ditching school. And that when I got older, I looked back over my life and I didn't have that education that I desire as an adult. I chose that. God wasn't having me as a puppet go this way, turn that way, go this way. He wasn't doing that. That's why we all have a self-will. But when I got older, I put away childish things. That's why my life got spared and it got extended a little bit longer. That's why I'm still here on the face of the planet that is Earth. And thank God my mother trained the child up in a way that he should go. And I knew that I was in sin. My mother said, if you're going to live in this house, you going to church. Even though when I got out of church, I went down the street and smoked my weed and drank my alcohol. But then when I start finding myself in conversations with the homeboys on the block, when I was full-fledged gangbanging, I start preaching in conversation, saying what the preacher was saying when I was at church, sitting on the back seat. And that starts seeping in little by little. So God spared my life. But he told my mother or any parent, when you get saved, I'm going to save your kids. And that's the promise of God that we have to keep in our head. You can't worry about what your kids doing in the street. You got to remember my prayers shall prevail against the gates of hell. You keep doing what you're supposed to do. When I was smoking dope and selling dope, my mother kept preaching. She didn't get sidetracked. She kept preaching because she understands I got to save myself, but I can pray for somebody else. Oh, my God. This is good stuff right here. We down here on this face of the planet pointing the finger, looking at everybody else, blaming everybody else for the choices we made. I had to tell my daughter,
man, no.
wasn't nobody there when you and your boyfriend was in a motel trying to make this baby? I wasn't there when you were stealing out of Macy's. I wasn't there. So you can't blame nobody. My life ain't good because this person wasn't in my life. My dad wasn't in my life, but my stepdad was, you know, and he put a lot of stuff in me, and it came back out in my adult age. I praise God for Evangelist Brandon Pierce in New York for being and sticking in there with my mother all the way through her cancer, you know, all the way through her deathbed, all the way when he couldn't even sleep with his wife because she had cancer, going through the chemo, and he never forsake her two sons.
Jeez.
When he came in her life, he came in me and my brother's life. I praise God for him, and I'm going all the way. I'm a Jesus freak. I preach Jesus. I speak on the Holy Ghost, and I thank God that he saved a man like me, a dope smoking gang banger, dope slanging liar, a thief. Thank God that he saved me.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm so happy that I didn't die in my sins because I understand that hell is real. And I'd rather have a choice of believing Jesus on this side of the world and have that assurance on my life and believing this message than dying and saying, oh, it really is real. I'd rather, that's like having insurance on your car. If you don't have that insurance on your car and it get wrecked, your car is going to be parked on the side of the road. But if you have that insurance, you know you got another car coming. I'd rather have
rent a car.
On my
you got a rented car. You got the insurance. Yeah. Look, they're going to come on site.
Yeah, they're going to come. They're going to be saying, what do you need? We got you all the way. I'd rather have this assurance on my soul. I pray for every young man, every minister. I pray for all you guys that's out there. And let me tell you something about this. Don't worry about always having a service on tithes. Preaching on tithes is for members. And when you are part of the Jesus body, that's what we do. We pay tithes in our organization. If you was in a motorcycle club, you gonna pay dues.
We sow seed.
If you was in a sorority, you gonna pay dues.
We offer.
No matter what organization you in. When you was a gang member, you came on the block with the homies, they told you to put something in on it. You know, and
put them dues in.
Snoop Dogg said it good. You got five on it. So when you come to church,
keep it 100.
Oh my God, I'm finna go on my Bible study. I just got to church.
Love you, man.
And I'm finna go on this Bible study. I praise God for all you guys, and man, you doing a wonderful thing. And this is a very good outlet for the men and women of God to come on your station, man, and speak about the goodness and be very dogmatic. And remember this. It's time out for playing church.
Come on.
Come on. My man.
Time out.
My man. Let it out. Man up.
Love you, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Appreciate you.
One. Now, more. Come on. Anybody else who want to get in the conversation, dial one. We got a little more time. Me and Pastor Dwayne are co-hosting at this moment. And I'm saying, you know what? It's dynamic that we can agree that we have to do better. It's dynamic that we can encourage each other, that there's somebody to listen. It's dynamic that we're opening up channels from state to state, city to city. Don't make decisions just by making decisions. Reach out to people you can trust. Now, I know I'm not going to lead you or ever connect anybody to somebody I know I can't trust. And the reason I know I can trust somebody is because I love them. If I can't trust you, I definitely can't love you. And if I can't love you, there's never no trust. That's a whole side message. But we want you to reach out. We want you to rely on this network to say, you know what, there's a safe haven, even offline, that we can minister. It doesn't mean just for the brothers, the sisters too. We have Women Speak Now and that channel of so many dynamic women of God that are available. You could be on this line right now and say, I want to speak to someone about knowing more about Jesus. Dial one. I'll put you in the green room and get you the right person you need to talk to. That's what we're here for. But for us brothers, we cannot go any further relying on other folks. We cannot go any further saying, you know what, I'm going to just get by how I can get by. I'm going to do just what's enough to do to be enough. That's not enough. God requires everything, our whole. Pastor DeWayne, any closing remarks from you tonight?
Wait a minute.
Does Pastor Ann have any closing remarks? Because I show her here in the background, and I want her to be able to. This is an open broadcast. Does she have something she want to share?
Hey, you got something you want to say? She kind of relaxing.
Okay, cool. Any closing remarks from you?
Just, keep us in prayer. You know, just keep us in prayer. Keep the body in prayer. Keep the body as whole in prayer. Because, you know, prayer avails much. And we need more prayer. And we need more of stepping up, man. We got to step up. We got to do better. And I appreciate God has allowed you to be on this side of this mountain so you can keep preaching and teaching and giving brothers and sisters chances to voice their opinion, but not only voice their opinion, but grow together.
Man,
and that's
real.
That's
real. That's
I
real.
Brother.
Well, I also want all our listeners to know that on Thursday afternoons I got to get these times right. is it 2 p.m. my time, 4 p.m. your time? It's all
it's
about
4
Jesus.
4 p.m. my time.
So
yeah,
2 p.m. Pacific,
4:00.
4 p.m. Central. And 5 p.m. Eastern on Guiding Light Ministries International Radio and Bible Study Line. Pastor DeWayne and Pastor Ann have a dynamic show going. It's all about Jesus, just really surrendering. And I want everybody to get involved. You're not doing something on those days. Please listen in and support this ministry as they are helping those that are just like themselves to know more about it's all about Jesus. You like that commercial?
I like that commercial.
That'll work. That'll work, man. I love y'all, man.
Love you too, my brother.
God bless. Family, I'm gonna end this with here. We were in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, down in verse 11. This is in closing, and after this, I'm gonna play a song by one of my sons in the ministry. Walk by faith and not by sight. But watch what the word of God is saying in conclusion. Finally, now you know that word is not the end. This is really grasping the word of God as truth. Finally, I got it. Finally, Lord, I understand what you were saying. Finally, I should have listened to my mother and my father. But finally, brethren, sisters, farewell. Become complete. Remember earlier, I was talking about purpose. Purpose must be done through completion. Everything we do in God must be complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. We manning up, man. God bless you guys. This has been a dynamic broadcast tonight. I will be listening again at midnight for my own word back at me. Thank y'all.
Walk by faith and not by sight. I just want eternal life. I just want eternal life.
Living this world, trying to be different. Look, I swear it gets tempting. Y'all be like him. Please don't be like me. Y'all know we all sinners in this thing called life, but I might have y'all be. Time after time, day after day, I swear this flesh gets weak. Lord, I need your helping hand. Guide me through the things that I can't understand. Take me from a boy and make me to a man. I just wanna enter to your promised land. And I know that I can, and I know that I will. But my sin earned a bill that my pockets can't peel. So when the judgment is near, I will have no fear. No, you still near, no, you still care. That cross you bear, that blood you shed for my burdens, my Lord. Look, you left them there. You was there, said, put them on my tab. I got him, put them on my tab. You paid that price for me. I wasn't there, I see. And that penalty was death. Lord, do business to me. Do business to me. Not cause how good I've been. You saved me in my sin. Work it won't get you in. Work it won't get you in. On a mission, just to look, don't be afraid to be different. I know you're not perfect, my grace is sufficient. That's why I've given you purpose to worship me in spirit and in truth. I formed you in your mother's womb before the world ever knew you. Spend every day with me. You hurt, son, come pray to me. Not only when you need me, sometimes reach out and greet me. Believe in me like I believe in you. I got your life in the palm of my hands. I promise to never harm you or leave you, betray you, forsake you. Every trial you go through was set up all just for your breakthrough. So walk by faith and not by sight. It's easier to walk in darkness when you know the light. So take flight, we on to a new life. Streets of gold, happiness, peace, filled with eternal life. If I take my time, would you still believe? It takes patience and faith to reap my promises.
Been through the fire, been through the flood. Done a lot of things that I'm so ashamed of. But I know you died to save my soul. So if that's what you want from me, then you get it without guarantee. Cause I just wanna see your face in that beautiful holy place. So if I can't see you now, I know I'll see you somehow. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.